Michael Savage at White House Hanukkah Party. Never been a friendlier president for Jewish people. By Aaron Klein on December 10, 2018. Talk radio star Michael Savage recounted attending the White House Hanukkah reception last week, where he says he told President Trump that under his administration the Jewish people and other minorities are at the high water mark of their existence in America. At the Hanukkah party, the cheering attendees knew they were experiencing one of Judaism's highest moments, Savage wrote in an email, speaking about last Thursday's White House event. The crowd ranged from the ultra-rich to some very poor ultra-religious, black-clad rabbis who looked bewildered. Surrounded as they were by a lavish table filled to overflowing with fabulous food and, of all things, Christmas trees. Having visited the Holocaust Museum that same day, I said to the President and First Lady, "The Jewish people and other minorities are at the high water mark of their existence in America. Black and Hispanic employment are at historic highs. Freedom from persecution has never seen better days than the present." Savage describes a scene inside the party and spoke about his own personal sense of homecoming. As a military band played Jewish klezmer music, better than any klezmer band I had ever heard before. And then in another room a larger military band was playing Sleigh Bells by Leslie Anderson, I personally felt that I had come home. Home to an America my immigrant father dared not dream about. The talk radio host, who met with Trump on a number of other occasions, contrasted the U.S. president's personality with news media depictions. "President Trump is not who CNN and the other propaganda outlets paint him out to be. He is a cheerful, friendly giant of man. Mrs. Trump, in addition to being the most linguistically adept first lady in modern history, is certainly also the most enigmatically beautiful. She and he come alive, at least to the savages, in ways the media would not report, even if they could elicit such humanity." Trump used the Hanukkah event to reaffirm his commitment to Israel, celebrate moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, slam the horrible Iran nuclear agreement and recommit to fighting anti-Semitism. Throughout history, the Jewish people have suffered unthinkable repression and terrible violence. Yet in the face of this hardship, the Jewish people have endured, overcome and thrived. Thrived like few, that I can tell you, Trump stated. Addressing the shooting massacre at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Trump vowed that in the aftermath of that wicked assault, "We reaffirmed our solemn duty to confront anti-Semitism everywhere it occurs." The president explained that he withdrew the U.S. from the horrible Iran nuclear accord because he was not willing to let the world's leading sponsor of terror, a regime that chants death to America and threatens Israel all of the time with annihilation and constantly screams out death to Israel, to possess the deadliest weapon on earth. "We will not allow that to happen." Exactly 1 year ago today, at my direction, the United States recognized the true capital of Israel, Trump told the crowd, which proceeded to chant, "Four more years. Thank you very much. That is actually six more," Trump replied. "I've actually never heard 4 more years, we'll go for 6 and then we'll all be in very good shape." Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook.